But there's a fantastic opportunity to get out there and enjoy our scenery in the Northeast and learn a bit about our history as well. And this can all be done in the form of a digital treasure hunt. Yes, using an app called Hunty, and it's designed and made right up here. Join us now is the creator, Peter Hinton. How are you, Peter?
I'm good. How are you?
I need this app. I need this, mate. I tell you what, my dad, let's walk around the fields and see what we come up with, is starting to wear thin with the kids. I need Hunty. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, it's all evolved from a little bit of an experiment, to be honest. I kind of created an outdoor escape room probably late last year, probably November, December around last year, just for some friends and family to play. It became then interesting to watch my niece Evie May play. All the questions when playing Hunter, you're kind of based on real-world elements, information board signs, etc. And she became really engaged with them, and it kind of grew from there.
Sounds brilliant, absolutely. So how do we get it? How do we engage with it? What sort of things does it do?
So ultimately, it's a series of digital treasure hunts. So there's about 15 or 16 around the area at the minute, dotted around Teesside and North Yorkshire. So ultimately, you go on, you choose where you want to go and play, and then you follow the questions, the directions, the clues, and the information, and just kind of explore what's around.
And it's multifaceted, isn't it? I've been reading a bit about it in the fact that it's not just having a load of fun, it's educational as well, because you find out so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of, I'm learning so much about our area just as I kind of go and do it. So I'm kind of pretty guilty of just walking past information boards and bits and pieces when I'm out walking the dog or out with the daughter. And you walk past these information boards, the signs, the plaques, the artwork, you know, often without really giving it a second glance. You know, this system that I've kind of been learning as we've been developing it just kind of encourages people to kind of get on board with it, read it a little bit more and discover more about it. And there's a real wealth of stuff just on the doorstep that I didn't even realise was there going back to late last year.
Are you a developer by trade, or is this something that you just do in your spare time?
Yeah, I am a developer, so that obviously
brilliant.
Makes it a little bit easier. I'm a self-employed designer and developer. It's probably taken up a little bit too much time away from paid projects, but it's been great to do.
Has it just been a bit of a distraction for you through lockdown? Because I would imagine work has been quite difficult for you.
To be honest, I mean, I'm not going to complain, work's been steady away, but it's just been something that there's been an enthusiasm about, that there's been some real momentum to, and it's fascinating to see the way that different people play it. So I've got some friends in the 30s who love playing it, versus I've got people who've got families with young kids who also really enjoy going out there, and it's getting the feedback and kind of learning how we grow it and the direction that it'll go and the engagement that comes with it just kind of drives it forward, really.
So could there be more coming up, you know, more Hunty apps, more like spin-offs from this?
Absolutely. Well, we're kind of continuing to grow in the system, and I've worked with a local historian called Tosh Warwick, who runs something called Heritage Unlocked. Absolutely top lad. His knowledge and input has been invaluable. We've just done a Middlesbrough Heritage Trail one around the centre of the town. So Tosh is come on board. He's got lots of ideas for history and heritage trails. I've got quite a few on board for kind of parks and recreation and kind of the Moors kind of areas. So there's kind of a wide range, really.
As me Nana used to say, the world is your lobster, Peter. The world is your
Absolutely.
Lobster, my mate. So how can I get hold of it? Because I like the idea of this. This will really entertain my five-year-old twins.
Perfect. So well, it's technically an app, but it's also primarily a website. So the easiest way to access it is simply go on myhunty.com. That's myhunty.com. From there, if people want to add it as an app, they can just save it to the phone, or they can just use it as a free-to-play website.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Simple but effective. I say that quite a lot here on BBC Radio Tees. It's just those simple ideas that are the most effective, and you're a genius, mate. And thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Hopefully. Thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Take care, my mate. Peter Hinton there, the app designer of Hunty. It sounds the perfect way of whiling those days away.